Well, many of you will know that particular tune there, Status Quo, of course, Burning Bridges. I feel that was the studio version there. I'm not too sure. But you may have heard the sad passing of Alan Lancaster there. So we do that in honor of the gentleman there. And, you know, it was good party music, wasn't it? You know, because I think Quo is still very much played at parties around the world, you know. And, you know, it's good get up and go sort of music. It's not everybody's cup of tea, we know, but, you know, as I say, usually at a party, it will get played sometime in the night. Right, okay. Now then, we've got seven lovely people in the cork here, and you may have seen there, ladies and gents, the new write-up. It's going to be consistent throughout the rest of our shows for the rest of this year, and people really ought to take note of it. It says, under today's guest, there are two of them. And we're not putting first and second hour. We're just putting the fact that there's two guests. So I don't think you need to know whether the person is here first or second hour, because we do get people saying, I want my reading in the second hour. And that's not on, really, to be quite honest. You call in at the start of the show. You either call in and take your place in the second part, or you call in and take your place in the first part. Either way, you don't sit there for 2 hours taking somebody else's position. We have room for 10 people in our cork here, and it quite categorically says that in the show page, and will continue to do so throughout the coming shows. Only 10 places available. And it says there also, pay early to avoid disappointment. What does that mean? It means that subscribers, of course, will get their place. If there are 4 subscribers in a core queue, it means that there is only a place for 6 more people in any one show. So there you have it. Yeah. After that, you will become a listener only. Any complaints about that, you know, it's clear for you. And we are in need of support. And only those that have taken the time to donate will actually get a position in the call queue. Yeah? So 10 people. We had 17 people in the call queue on our last show, and only 4 of those paid anything. And we got through 9 people in that show on that particular night. So we took 9 calls, and we're going to try and make an average of 10 calls per show. So we're going to get on with it now. We're going to say hello to Brent, and we're going to take our first call off the evening, which is Brittany.
Hi Ken.
Hiya Brent.
Hi there.
So right up on 9-1 for you, Brent, we have Brittany, yeah?
Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Just was calling to see if you saw me getting a new job in the next week or two.
Okay, Brittany, let's take a look here. Let's see, a new job coming for Brittany. I don't want Brittany to have a new job. When I look and see when you're going to have a new job, Brittany, I feel if I were to say you, Brittany, are going to have a new job in the next week or two, I feel that, let's see, will Brittany have a new job in the next week or two, guys? I feel something is going to come along. I feel it's, I hate to say it, but I feel it's a little longer than a week or two. It might be 3.5 weeks is what I'm hearing at the moment. Now, with that said, nothing is written in stone, so anything can shift on a dime, but every time I look into, like, say, 2 weeks, you know, a week or two, that Brittany is going to get, say, a job within the next 2 weeks, it's a little longer, not much longer. It could happen, but I'm not getting any absolutes, okay, in terms of the two-week time frame.
Okay. And yeah. Is this a local job, or is this something
okay.
that will require a location?
Yeah. Is Brittany going to get a local job or something that requires relocation? I feel that it would probably require some relocation, your next job. A little movement. Let me just look at it again. Hold on, Brittany. Okay. Okay, Brittany's next job. Well, she have to relocate. I'll be a local guy. Okay, I want to backtrack. I feel it's going to be local. Yeah, I just wanted to recheck that just so I got a little clear picture of it. No, I do feel, Brittany, it's going to be local, a local job. I don't feel you're going to have to leave your, you know, move out of state or, you know, away. I do feel you're staying where you are in your next job. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And you know, I feel... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, you can go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to look at, you know, the type of job you're going to get and how is it going to go for you. Let's see. When Brittany gets her next job, what is it going to be like for her? I feel the income in this new job will be substantial. I keep getting substantial, so that's always good. If I were to say, you know, the income in this next job is going to be average, no. I feel it's going to be better than average, they say. So that's one thing I want to point out. And let me see how you feel at this job. Okay, how will Brittany feel at this job, guys? I feel there's some good opportunities there. When you get into this job, there'll be some opportunities to move into different areas there, you know, a chance of promotions down the line. The energy of this job for you, Brittany, like the kind of compatibility between you and the job, I feel will be good. I feel, you know, it's almost like it'd be the right fit for you, in the sense I get.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know about those things. Yeah.
Hey, do you know what type of work it would be?
Yeah, let's see. What kind of job? What kind of job is Brittany going to have? I don't know if you do some kind of administrative job, possibly, or let's see, what kind of job is Brittany going to have? What kind of work is Brittany going to do? Well, all I can get, it can be a bit difficult to me to find out the definition of jobs people can get, but what I'm getting for you is something to do with formulas, something making up formulas, and then I get the word outtake. Now, I don't know if this is hospital work or something like that, but it might not be that, but I'm not getting a clear picture what is. But if I were to say, okay, will Brittany enjoy this work that she's doing, and I feel you will. There'll be some new skills to learn, which you will have no problem learning. So, but that's the best I can do in terms of defining the exact type of job you're getting. Yeah, those are kind of words that come out. Yeah, Yeah, but and you know, by I say by the time, let's see, by the end of this year, okay, where is Brittany? Where is Brittany's finances by the end of this year? Oh, much better. Yeah, I feel much. Your financial picture feels much better for you at the end of this year, Brittany. Yeah, much better for
okay.
you.
Okay. Any school?
Yeah. So let's see. So you're planning to go to school, right? Or you want to go
yeah.
to school?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Wait a minute. Let's see. What kind is Brittany going to go to school, guys? What Brittany be going to school? I see, you know, if I were to say between now and the end of the year, you, Brittany, are going to go to school, I feel more like the middle of next year is what I'm hearing for school for some reason. It just feels like some kind of mid-year course coming. Mm-hmm. You know, if I were to what course it is?
Yeah.
Let's see. What kind of course is Brittany going to take next year? You know, it feels like something to do with business, building business, or business kind of, I get finances and business, something like that, something with a business course, you know, and that's kind of a wide range, but it has to do with business, building a business, something like that, the kind of course
mm-hmm.
you're going to take. It feels
like an MBA?
Let's see, is it going to be an Brittany going to go for an MBA? That's possible, I feel, possible. Let me just look at it a little closer here. What kind of school course is Brittany going to take? It definitely has to do with business and finance. That's all I can get about it right now. Yeah, that's all I can see.
Okay.
Yeah. But it seems like mid-year of next year, you know.
Well,
yeah.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, we have some more time. You can ask me more questions if you want.
Yeah, I just wanted to see about that. And, about the house, purchasing a home.
That? Yeah, purchasing a home. Let's see, is Brittany going to purchase a home? So when I see you purchasing a home, I do see you at some point purchasing a home, but it seems within, and I underline the word within, a two-year period of time, maybe like 1.5 years. It's like the process begins, you know, between now and the end of 2 years or 1.5 years, it feels like to me. If I were to say I see a new home for you next year, it's starting off. It's like things are rolling in that direction, I feel. That's what I sense. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And if you want, I can just see if there's any messages for you, just generally speaking, like what comes
and
up.
If you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
And if in the messages, do you know if I'm staying where I am or if I'm going to be leaving this state?
In terms of your new home, right? Okay. Is Brittany's new home out of state, or is she be staying here? If I were to say the new home you finally get into is going to be in the state that you're living, I feel that I feel a move for you. I don't feel it would be local, this new home. It feels a little bit away, but not too far away. You know, it seems like another location to me. That's the sense I get. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll
state.
Just see if it could be out of state. That's possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me just see any messages. Okay. Let's see. I'll just get a message. Any messages for Brittany? They just say, it's a good message for everyone, but for you, I guess it's just trust yourself. Trust your gut feeling about when you see things. Trust your first impression is what I'm hearing. You know, don't overthink it. Don't second guess yourself, but trust the first thing you get on things. It's usually the right thing.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brittany. Okay. All right, that's Brittany then. Oh, she's gone. All right, okay. Now, that's the first call. And, excuse me. Just let me say that we've got our 10 people in the call queue now. And we will be taking people in order off. So those that have actually made a donation will be taken first. Those that haven't will have to wait until such times as we see a donation going in. And then their call will be taken in order. So that's the way we're working there this evening. We're not sure whether the first call has actually slipped the net because Brittany, being a regular to the show, normally donates at some point in the show. So Brittany, if you're out there, we're still looking for yours. Right, okay. We don't want anybody slipping by the net because it's kind of unfair to others, yeah. And it is a per show. You are getting, after all, 10-minute reading from our readers, and there are two readers here this evening. So people will be staying over and perhaps getting a second reading, which we don't really mind. But, you know, when you have two readers in a two-hour show and you still can't donate, that means that you've had 20 minutes. You've had 20-minute reading, and that's really not on. You know, if you go down the street to a psychic and you will pay for his time. Yeah. 10 minutes, 20 minutes is only 10 minutes short of 30, and see how much you pay for a 30-minute reading. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Okay. right. So we're going to bring Bryn back, and we're with line two, Veronica.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Ben, Durham. I'm Veronica. Thank you for doing the show.
Hey, Veronica. Hi, Veronica. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. Good. I know. I've been a long time. You and Miss Tina and Marie are my favorite.
Okay.
Yes, hi, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I have a question. Okay, so I have a lot going on. I'm sure you can probably, you know, you can see you're a professional here. And I'm like so overwhelmed, right? Because I'm so overwhelmed. But, and then a new situation occurred, right? Because my family member is my oldest mama's daughter, and I made a sacred vow. And I love that lady so much. So, it looks like they're going to be him and the parent, not really not my blood, but going to be this separate, like, more like divorcing. And I already have someone that's going to, I already contact Andy, he already has started. I had to get all the info he's requesting, but he said I can get it all, but I just need some basics.
I'm not clear what your question is. Like, what is the question, Veronica?
Did you see him? Do you see my young parent, lady? She's right now. She's sick, but she's making effort. And her husband getting a separation, like really divorce.
Okay. Your mother and her husband getting a divorce, right? That's the question.
Yeah, my stepfather.
Stepfather.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see, Veronica. Okay. Is Veronica's mother? If I were to say your mother and your stepfather are going to get a divorce, I feel they've been discussing it. There seems to be some back and forth, yes and no about it. If I were to say ultimately, will your mother and your stepfather get a divorce, I feel that, I do feel it's going to happen at some point. Let me just look a little closer for a minute here. Okay. What's your mother's name, Veronica?
Brzygospa, Cecilia.
Cecilia? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Cecilia, happy in her marriage. No, you know, there is a lot of disputes and fighting between them, between Cecilia and her husband. And I feel that, times they've had a lot of attempts between themselves to work it out, and then they give up. If I were to say right now, they decisively have decided between both of them that they're going to divorce, I feel that what I get, it's inevitable. That's the word. I get that it's inevitable between them, that it's going to happen. That's the sense I got. That's the word I got right at the beginning, actually, and they gave it to me right now, the second time around. If I were to say, let me put it this way, if I were to say, like next year, to 2022, I see your mother and her husband still married, I don't feel so. I feel that they're both going to get a fresh start somewhere. I just, you know, if I were to say Cecilia is happy in her marriage, it's conflicted. It's conflicted. They're not, no. So, yeah, I do see it's inevitable that your mother and your stepfather are going to divorce. Now, in terms of a timelines can be very fluid. They can shift around. So if I were to say a timeline, you know, approximate timeline, let's see, when are Veronica's mother and stepfather going to get divorced, guys? I would say it looks like around end of December into January they get a divorce. If I were to say any time before then, I'm not feeling it, but nothing is written in stone, of course. So, but that's what I'm getting in terms of the divorce coming. When they get a divorce, it seems like end of the year I get January kind of sliding into February. It seems, let me say, between the end of December and the beginning of February is the whole divorce thing, it seems like to me. That's the sense I get. All right? So I feel it's going to happen. It's almost like before then, I think they still might go back and forth and try to work things out, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to work because it's inevitable. I get that word all the time between them. Yeah.
Wonderful. And I already contacted an attorney, and he's already kind of processed. Is he going to be with me through all this, my attorney?
Yeah, the attorney that you hired an attorney, Veronica?
He's done a lot of cases for me.
Okay,
of course,
now, is this the attorney that your mother and father are using, or is this attorney for you?
No, me.
I'm
the one that's going to, for the my mom's divorce, I'm going to pay for it. And
you're going to pay for the divorce. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm going to do it all.
All right, so you're asking about the attorney. I see this attorney. Let's see. Okay, Veronica has this attorney. Is this attorney good for Veronica? I feel he will pull through for you, this attorney. I feel that he's very grounded. And I do feel, Veronica, this attorney you picked, what kind of attorney is he? I feel that he knows the ins and out of cases like this. So I feel, is he kind of either he has a young spirit or is he a younger person? Is he an older person or a young kind of person?
He's 68, but he looks like he's like in his 40s.
Okay, yeah, because there's something youthful about him. You know, it might be appearance or spirit or whatever. But, if I were to say this is a good attorney for you, Veronica, I do feel he will help you manage things, you know. I do feel good support. It's somebody you can depend on, I feel. It's somebody you can depend on. Yeah. So, yeah.
And the way I'm going to do it is going to be like, you're not going to have my saying because I already started the process.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, so he will be good for you then. Yep.
And
yeah.
Well, one more thing, please. I have some income waiting for me that he's working on. Do you know when do I get that income? I don't know if it's partial or all of it anytime soon.
Okay, let's see. So it's some income that's due to you, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's for me.
Okay. Is Veronica going to receive this income? If I were to say you, Veronica, are going to receive this income that you're expecting, I feel that it's coming back to you. It feels as the words. I feel this wing coming back to you. It might be in almost like two separate payments or something. I don't see if it's like it's one whole payment. It seems like maybe one big check and some little checks on the way afterwards or something like that. But I do feel, Veronica, you're going to get this income that's due to you. It's like back pay, right? Is it back income? Is that what it is?
No, it's a case that's more like a lawsuit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So,
same attorney.
Same attorney. Yeah. Okay. Is this attorney going to get the income for Veronica? Yeah. I do feel it'll come to you. I think the attorney's going to come through for you. Yep. Yeah. You'll get it. It probably will be before the end of the year at some point. Not quite sure when.
That's good news. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay,
Veronica.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, bye-bye.
Good luck to you.
Thank you,
oh,
Veronica.
Gosh, oh, well.
Thanks for calling me. That's Veronica. Right, okay. Now, before we move on, I have to say that we listen to calls very often, and you know, we kind of monitor what's said in a call, and I have to kind of ask everybody, and I do mean everybody, to donate at least something in the course of a show. Yeah, because what we hear very often in the space of a show, when people call, is their finances, and not how unwealthy they're going to be, but how wealthy they're going to be. And, you know, all we ask for here is to continue, not our wealth, but to continue the shows for you so that we can give you the answers to your wealth. Yeah, I hope that makes some sense. But, you know, if we're not here and you don't support us, then we can't give you those answers, you know. So there's going to be one day when we're not here, yeah. So we need your support now, not when it's too late. Yeah, so let's see where we're going then. All right, bring back in, and we should be with Keisha.
Hi,
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, Matt?
My name is Keisha.
Oh, hey, Keisha. How you doing?
Okay.
Can I
just get
you?
a general reading?
Yeah, let me see what I can pick up. If I can, I will. If not, I'll ask you for some, let's see, Keisha. All right, let's see, Keisha. So, it's interesting, Keisha. I feel that, what's surrounding Keisha this time? You know what? You have some talents, Keisha, I feel. Do you do any kind of reading yourself? Or either you're a reader and you like books, or you do readings. There's something about readings.
Yeah, I love reading people, and I love reading.
Okay. Yeah, because that, you have like an intuitive talent, right?
You mean reading. Yes. Oh, you know, I was thinking reading books. Yes.
Well,
I do that too.
Yeah. So is something about reading. Let me just go a little further with this because that's the first thing that came up. Keisha. You know, the reading book part is, they say, is very essential for you. It seems that you gather a lot of information, and you have a very good mind. You have like a very good memory, I feel, for things. And there's a part of you that can put things together very well in terms of understanding concepts or things that you read or study. And there's definitely, you know, I guess it's, yeah, I mean, you have the intuitive talents, but it's more about, I guess, the reading of the books, you know, books, the information that you love to do, I feel, right? Is that something, you know?
Researching.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They just want you to keep going on that because they say, you know, it's like you have a mind that, and I don't know how, they're saying put it to use in terms of the way that you can take in information the way you do. It's like if there's some kind of passion that you have in terms of being a researcher or doing a research job, you'd be a very good. I feel you'd be a very good candidate for that because it's
I'd be
something
perfect.
The what?
Yeah, I said I'd be perfect for the job.
Yeah. There's something in you that fits that like almost like a glove. You know, like you were tailored for that. You know, and so, you know, I don't know if you have any questions about, you know, direction in life, but if you do, it feels like you should look into research category of whatever subject turns you on, you know, that you're interested in. And usually there are businesses for that or companies for that hire, and there may be courses you can take to get a degree, I'm not quite sure, or whatever, but it feels like that's what's prominent so far in this reading. And
okay.
I feel that, but let's see what else here. Let's see, anything else about Keisha? Are you planning a trip where? Are you planning like a travel, a trip anyway? Because I see a possible trip coming up for you, like a getaway or something,
to a
place warm. I don't know, what state do you live in?
I am in North Carolina. I was thinking about going
down
to Alabama. Yeah, Alabama,
okay.
I was thinking. Or
yeah, because
I was
looking kind of down southern from where you were. I got kind of Florida, but that's close to Alabama. Might be South Alabama, Northern Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, South. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I plan on going.
Right. So I feel, there's a trip coming up for you, I feel. And, you know, when I look at you on this trip that you're going to take, your name is Keisha, right? Keisha, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keisha. when I look at you going this trip to southern Alabama, I feel that, you know, it's going to give you some peace of mind. It feels like it feels like there's some body of water there or something, or that, I don't know, that there might be some lake or somewhere you can have some water kind of exposure. I'm not quite sure. But I just feel that this trip is going to be good for you. It feels like you kind of need it because it will be kind of like a recharge for you.
Exactly.
This trip. Yeah. And I feel you'll be reading. you know, or take some books with you or something maybe. But I feel that... Yeah, that's something that they're showing that's coming up for you, and I do feel. So, do you have any questions at all, or anything that else you'd like to know?
Okay, well, since you said that, when do you see me going back to school then, or do you see me going online school?
Yeah, let me see if you are going back to school. Okay, is Keisha going to go back to school? Will Keisha go back to school, guys? They say it's there for you. School is there for you. So if I were to say when would be a good time. Okay, when would Keisha go back to school? Now, if I were to say between now and the end of the year, you're going back to school. No, it seems like what they're saying is around the autumn of next year. It's around September.
Okay, that sounds more like it.
I think so, too.
I'd have the foundation to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They keep telling me the autumn of next year for school, you know, and then definitely look into stuff you can do with your mind and your research mind, you know, because I feel you love that stuff, you know. And,
yeah. So do you, will I be moved out by then or will I be in the same location?
Okay. Is Keisha going to be? I see some possibilities for that next summer in terms of moving.
Okay.
There's some opportunities there. Do you like Alabama at all? You like Alabama?
It's slow. I don't
slow.
Know if they would like me because I'm a little too much. You see that? Does that go to silence?
Yeah.
That means I'm being too much. So I don't know. They might think me being crazy. So I don't know.
Okay.
But it's a nice place to visit.
To visit.
So
yeah,
I don't know.
I just feel you're gonna. I didn't get a strong thing about Alabama. I just thought because you spent your vacation there. But I do feel you'll be moving in the autumn. Let's see where will she be moving? Where's Keisha gonna be moving? You know, it might be a little north from where you are.
Where?
The move. It might be a little north from where you are. A little north. Northeast
at
or something.
At the Pentagon.
With the
police officers. I'm going to be up there with the police officers living with them at the Pentagon.
I'll be living
with the FBI. Who?
CIA? No, I'll put you in the CIA. They need good researchers there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea, right? Okay.
Good, you
think
no,
I'm going north?
Yeah, but it's not like to the coast. It's more, it's kind of northeastern.
Inward.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I know.
But I do feel, yeah, I definitely feel a move for you, opportunity in the fall time for that. And I mean, in the summertime,
okay.
And let's see. I'll just see if there's anything else I can dig up here for you. Let's see what's surrounding Keisha. Let's see. What I see surrounding you is there's a grandmother, a do you have a grandmother on the other side, like your grandma?
Yes.
Yeah. Was she tall? Was she a tall woman?
Yes. She was the tallest of all of us.
Okay. Yes. I see a tall lady there. I see this tall woman. She has a grandmotherly energy, and she's very strong. You know, she's like sure of herself. I feel.
Yeah.
Very sure of herself, this lady. And it's like, I don't know if she's giving me single, but she carries a big stick, you know, walks softly and kind of carry a big stick or something
that,
like
that. That would be her.
Yeah.
She does not a cane, but she believes in those wood sticks. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's there. She's there like giving you strength, like sending you strength and guidance, stability, you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Take that.
All right. All right. Thank you. All right. You have a good night. Mm-hmm.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Keisha. Now we've got room for just one more in this hour before we move into the second hour. So let's see where we are. Okay. Right. Now then, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne, right? Hi, Suzanne.
Yes. Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Bryn, you did my dog.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to, did I work on your dog?
Yeah,
what's
it was the
second
dog you did. George.
Oh, okay. Yeah, George, hey, yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, good to hear you. Great.
It's funny because I've called 4 different shows trying to get on with you, and I'm always too late, so I was lucky to get in last one this time.
Oh, hey, Susan. Nice to meet you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I would like to know if there are any messages from my teachers, masters, or loved ones.
Okay, I like that, Suzanne. Okay, any messages? Let's see. Hold on a second. Any messages? What are the messages? Okay. It's something, okay, there's something that you're trying to understand or tackle, and they say keep going with it. Something about it might have been an uphill battle, or it's because they're giving you the image of, like, you know, taking steps up a hill. And,
okay.
And they're saying to me about this, Suzanne, that you're building, you're really moving in a good direction. Let's see, let me just focus on this now. Okay, what is the message for Suzanne? Yeah. It's like you're really getting up there, getting to the top of this situation or whatever it is you're trying to achieve. I feel that they're almost like they're showing me them right behind you, kind of, you know, at your back. And I feel that, let's see, let me keep focused on this here. Okay, what is the message? Yeah, and at times they say it's been kind of a struggle, awkward struggle, but it's like you're really making ground. They say by the end of this year, or before the end of this year, around October, November, things are going to come to light for you. There's a lot of more bridges to cross, they say, in terms of moving forward. And these bridges, they're going to help you cross it. And then it feels different areas of your life. Let's see. Okay. What is the message for Suzanne George? And they just want you to keep going, you know, keep going on this. They say, don't second guess what you get, you know, just don't try to analyze it, but just, you know, take the information as it comes. Don't try to put it around in your head too much, but just accept it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and let's see. Any more messages for Suzanne? Okay, what surroundings does that have? So they're giving this, I'm hearing this sound of trumpets for you. It's like,
wow.
It's like a declaration, they say, of joy and triumph over adversity. It feels like, and these trumpets just came in as I was kind of searching for the message, but it's like a sign that's telling you to that you're really going to achieve what you're climbing up to on this hill.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a very good sign, and there's kind of like a red. It's kind of like a red banner around these. It's like three or four horns that are coming out, and they're kind of like boop 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 boop.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's kind of neat, and I can hear it kind of psychically. But it's just them giving you some good omens. Let's see what else here. Let's see what is surrounding Suzanne. What is surrounding Suzanne at this time? So there's a lot of, they're showing me a lot of voices around you. It's almost like sometimes these voices around you, Suzanne, they're like, they're messages. Okay, this is what they're saying. They want you to do some, like, automatic writing where you go, so I've done this before. You just put a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, and you say a prayer for, you know, my guides, teachers, angels, dear departed loved ones, spirit guides, to come through with the messages, because there are voices around you that want to transmit some messages to you, and they're saying, and just do a prayer, you know, ask Archangel Michael to put a cloak of protection around it to only let those energies of the highest caliber of this creator, you know, be in this session. And then just say, I'm ready to open this session. And just, you know, whatever comes out, comes out. Sometimes in the beginning it looks like nonsense, but just write out whatever comes out and just trust it. Even if in the beginning it seems a little fadey, it'll get a little more clear. But they're saying something about automatic writing, because every time I tune into you about what's surrounding Suzanne, there are voices there. And let me just look a little more at these voices. Okay, what kind of voices are these around Suzanne? They're angelic messages. They're like angelic messengers, and they're the guys with these trumpets. Man, I'm hearing the trumpets again, and they want to speak to you. They want to give you some words to put on paper, you know. That's what I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll be ones that just pop into my head, or am I going to hear something, or?
Well, I feel that when you do your prayer and you just, you know, stay calm and loose and let go of all expectations, I feel the way it'll come through you in automatic writing is it'll be like a flash of words come into your head, and you'll be able to write them down, you know. It's almost like a kind of charge of energy, you know, it feels like to me. Yeah, and forget if it doesn't make sense in the beginning, because it's, you know, since you, I don't know if you've done this before, but in the beginning.
I've tried.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
in the beginning it can be, you know, a little foggy, but as you do it as an exercise, like if you can do it every other day or every day, and just, you know, try it out. It's like exercising muscle. The more you do it, the better you are at it, right?
Okay.
So I feel there's a lot of angelic energy around you, voices that want to be heard, they say, that they're calling out to you. And it's also about your ascension process. They're helping you to become a lighter person, letting go of heavy energies that you might have been holding on to. So this whole energy force that's surrounding you, Suzanne, is like a kind of opening up, a new opening coming for you, and it's like it's helping you exit things out that you don't need anymore, that are not to your highest good. So it's a process also you're going through. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Super exciting. And, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Do you have any other questions? We have a few more minutes.
Any loved ones coming through?
Yeah, let's see. Any loved ones? Let's see, are there any ancestors? Let's see. I can't see any at the moment. I see some, but I'm not quite sure. Let's see. Any messages from loved ones? Do you have like a grandfather on the other side or a grandfatherly energy?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a man there. He's kind of... He's very strong, and he's a grandfather, and he's kind of on your left side of you. And did he ever hold a cane at all? Like he had a cane?
That would be my dad.
Okay, maybe it's dad. Yeah, because it was a man, but I feel dad is there. And yeah, okay, dad is saying write things down, he's saying to me.
Okay.
Dad is saying, right, he wants to contact you through the writing.
Okay.
Dad wants to contact you through the writing. He kind of says, write a letter to me, but it's like you can write a letter to him, but you can kind of write a letter from him, kind of thing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Anyway, that's it, Suzanne. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our first hour then. We say a big, big thank you there to Bryn for joining us there once again this evening. Thanks, Bryn. We're just about to pass over to our second hour guest in just under a minute. But before we do, I need to mention once again those importance of those donations. Now, you will see that in the write-up, it says only 10 places are available. We can only fit 10 people into 2 hours, ladies and gents, and that's with a break, yeah? So we could plausibly put 12 people into 2 hours from the top of the show to the end of the show, and that would be without a break, yeah? So 10 people is the plausible average. But I will say that it's going to start, and if it doesn't start on this show, then it will start to happen, and we will start taking only those that have donated, yeah? Because it needs to happen. It really does need to happen. We need the support to keep the shows going. And if we do not get that support to keep the shows going, then people that call on a regular basis, night after night after night, without ever donating, will not get a call, full stop, period, as they say in the States. Yeah? So, you know, it's something that you really should be thinking about. You don't have to put the suggested amount in. You can put a dollar in. You can put more in if you want to. But please do try to put something. Okay. Right then, we're going to pass you over to our second hour guest. And that's Tina Marie this evening.
Good evening.
Are you, Tina? Okay, right then, we're just about ready for the second hour. Have you all donated? Because Tina will be asking you throughout the show. Lo and behold, if you haven't. Right then. Tanika.
Good evening,
Tanika. Good evening.
Good evening, my darling. Have we put a donation in, please?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you put a donation in, sweetheart, tonight?
No, not yet, because I'm not working at the moment.
Okay. Okay, how can I help?
I have possibly, I'm wondering if you see better results for me if I choose a possible job from home. I had a first interview with them yesterday via phone call. I don't know if they'll offer me the job, but they said they will get back in contact with me. I was wondering if you think if they do offer me a job, should I take that one, or should I take one that might be at the mall working as working on my feet again, but the manager's name would be Danielle. So I'm wondering if you pick up different, like, better results from one or the other as far as happiness.
At the end of the day, Tanika, it is actually your own free will that can be at work here. It's what you need to do about what you want to do. It's what you need to think again, okay? To think about what you want to do, sweetheart, okay? It's up to you with what you want to be putting through or what you want to do, sweetheart, basically, because nobody can make that decision for you. What they need you to do is that you need to think about what's going to be the best option for you. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah, I mean, they would be something for right now.
Yeah.
And I know that it's up to me to choose. I'm just wondering if what you see is better towards one or the other.
I do see one being better than the other. I do see the mall job being taken better than the other one, because working from home is not guaranteed all the time. But I do see the mall one better, because I feel as though that could be the more better option for you, because regarding income, sweetheart, okay, regarding income, that could be the better option for you. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I was wondering that because I was worried about working on my feet again and in retail. But the woman that I would be working for, her name is Danielle. She seems nice.
Yeah. Okay. If she seems nice, I'm sure she'll go with what you suggest, darling. It's going to be a hard thing working on your feet again. Obviously, because maybe you suffer so much with a lot of pain. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be, but then on the other hand, she may pull in, like, duties for you. I do feel as though the mall is going to be the better one for you, darling. I really do, because I feel like it's going to be more of a stable income for you, darling. I really do. You could always probably inquire about the one from home and how stabilised it is for people, and then ask them sort of questions that you've got lined up. But I do suggest the one in the mall will be the one that's going to be the most stably financial for you, sweetheart. I really do. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else you need to ask me?
I guess if you see any changes. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to travel tomorrow. Well, I'm taking a flight to see my father on Saturday. I don't usually travel that much. I'm wondering if you see good things with this, if it's something I should do. I don't really like flying.
I do feel as though you're going to be comfortable flying, sweetheart. I do really feel as though you're going to be comfortable flying to see your father. And I do feel as though things are going to be okay when you get there. Okay. I do feel as though your father's been waiting to see you for quite some time as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, he and I are close. The last time we saw each other was in spring. He's a very nice person. He's a great dad. So I'm sure he'll be happy to see me. I'm stressed out right now because of, like, my life and work. I really want to move. So I'm not, like, a conversational type of mood right now to be around relatives. That's why, and also the flying thing. That's why it's not against him. It's just what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, I do feel as though you need to relax a little bit more, sweetheart. You do need to relax. Don't let your nerves get the best of you, darling, please, because your dad will pick something up feeling that there's something wrong with you as well. That's where the questions will begin. But I do feel as though you are going to be comfortable flying. You are going to be well taken care of flying as well. And then when you get to see your father, I do feel as though things are going to be okay for you, darling. I really do.
All right.
I do feel as though it's a good feeling. Okay.
All right, and I'll be the flight to come back home will be safe too.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Okay. Yeah. I do feel as though it's going to be safe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I guess just if you see anything about me moving, and also someone from my past named Frank.
I do see you moving, but I'm not seeing anybody from your past at this, just this precise minute. Okay, I'm seeing you moving. I feel as though it's just out of town that you're going to be moving. Okay, I feel as though it's out of town where you're going to be moving to. I feel as though it's a nice little, it's another town not so far away, and I do feel as though it's a nice little town as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, it does make sense. I would like to move out of this town. I wanted to move out of state, but if it takes just going to a different town that's more affordable, I would be fine with that. I don't have a car, and I'm looking to do that. I know I can't move without a car. So those are all
okay.
things I want. Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're just going to be moving just out of town, sweetheart. I really do feel as though you're going to be moving just out of town. And I do feel as though it's going to be a nice little place that you're going to get as well.
That's good.
I see a nice little place. I do see a nice little place. I see a little house. It's like a little house. Okay, I feel as though it's a little house. I don't know whether you're after a house or an apartment, but I see a nice little house for you. I do see a nice little house. Whether you've seen this house or not is another question, but I do see a nice little house for you, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah, do you see how soon that might happen?
I'd say before the end of the year, sweetheart. I'd say before the end of the year, okay? I do feel as though it's going to be before the end of the year, darling, because I feel as though you want to move this side of this year instead of next side of this year, okay?
Yes, thank you. That's true,
okay.
And thank you.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tanika. Alrighty. Now, you might be hearing a little bit of echo on the show this evening. I assure you we only have one microphone at a time open, so it's not coming from this end. So can you please ensure that you switch your speaker phones off, yeah? Because it's the speaker phones that cause the echo there. And I'm pretty sure of that because it's not coming from this end and it's certainly not coming from Tina's end. Yeah? Right, let's see where we're going. Okay. Holly.
Good evening, Holly.
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you? Good, but you know, I got a message that I needed to call in today. Isn't that weird?
Did you?
Yeah, like a spiritual message to call in today.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have any idea of what that was about?
No, that's all.
Right, okay. Okay, all right, okay. Obviously, with you getting this message then, Holly, there is something that you're concerned about, I feel. Would that make sense?
I just work.
Sorry?
My job? My work,
okay.
Getting everything done.
Right, okay. You don't want to worry about that, sweetheart. Okay. You don't want to worry about that because I feel as though you're getting everything done and I feel as though things are getting done as how they need to be. Okay? I do feel as though things are getting done how they need to be and I do feel as though you've got no concerns about it whatsoever. I don't think the employer's got a concern about it either, sweetheart, to be honest. Okay. I want you to know that everything that you're doing is okay, sweetheart. All right. I feel as though you're just feeling that little bit insecure, Holly. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah, because they haven't trained me properly. Yes.
Okay. You don't want to be insecure, darling. Okay. Please don't be insecure, because that's not what they want. The angels don't want that. They don't want you being insecure, darling, please.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, they want you to start and relax a little bit more, because I feel as though, seems to me as though you're walking on eggshells, darling, for some sort of reason. And it's this reason that they maybe said to you to ring in tonight, okay?
Hmm.
There's no need to walk on eggshells, darling, because I don't see the reason why you're walking on eggshells when you know everything's going to be okay. Everything's within its normal limits. Everything's within its normal range. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm walking on eggshells, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe subconsciously you do. Okay, this is probably why the angels are picking up on it, sweetheart. Okay. They want you to know that things are going to be okay for you, sweetheart. They do, honest. They want you to know that whatever you're doing is worth the while. Okay, it's worthwhile with what you're doing. Sometimes they're getting the feeling that you're feeling as though, why do I even bother sometimes? Would that make sense?
No, not with work.
No, I mean in general, life in general.
Oh, God, I don't see that.
Right, okay, because that's what I'm feeling, darling. Okay, this is what they're feeling. Apart from that, they're not picking up anything. You just need to stop feeling that little bit insecure, sweetheart. I do see a new relationship coming for you. Whether it's this Joe or not is another question. All right, darling.
Same gentleman we talked about.
I do feel like that. Okay. I do see a new relationship coming for you, darling. Mm. And I do feel as though everything's going to be okay for you on that aspect.
Wait. I didn't hear anything you said. Is it the same gentleman we talked about?
I feel so, yeah. Yeah, I feel so. Okay, I do feel so. All right, darling. I do honestly feel so. I feel as though it's going to be a very good relationship. I do feel as though it's going to be a good relationship as well, sweetheart. Okay. I don't see any negativity with it either. I do feel as though that's going to be a good relationship as well, sweetheart. All right.
I'm not on microphone. I don't hear anything. There you are.
Okay. You keep moving around. You keep breaking up because I'm on my internet. So she's
I'm
just
not
breaking
moving.
Up, darling.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
I'm not moving at all. I'm standing still.
I do feel as though this relationship's going to be a good relationship, sweetheart. Okay. Honestly do feel as though it's going to be a good relationship for you. Other than that, they're not picking up anything. So I don't see why you got a message to call in tonight. Maybe just because they wanted to confirm with you everything was picking up and you're okay and there's no need to be on tender hooks or there's no need to feel as though you're insecure, sweetheart. Okay, would that make sense? Holly.
Hmm. Okay. Can't understand that, Tina, because something interfering with the line there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it on my direction?
No. It's on Holly's end.
Hello?
Can't understand what it is. Usually a clear line from that area code, but not my kiddo.
Here.
You there, Holly, yeah?
Sounds as though she's losing connection with something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's in and out. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to have to leave it there because we've come to the end of that one now. Okay. So, yeah, we're just at the end of that call now. Well, for the sake of a minute. So we're going to leave it there. Okay, let's see where we're going. Let's hope that the next line is a little bit better, perhaps. And we'll see where we are. Okay, Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, this is Karen. I'm here. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hiya, Karen. How can I help? Well,
I'm just wondering what you pick up. If you could just give me a general reading. I've had a lot of things going on, some doctor's visits, applied for unemployment, and I'm just kind of wondering what you pick up. Anything would be great. I'm open.
Okay, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I'm picking up a lady figure around you, lady in spirit. Would that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's very concerned about you, sweetheart, because she thinks you're thinking the world's against you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You've not got to think like that, darling, please. You've not got to think like that because the world is not against you. It's working with you. The universe is working with you, darling. They've heard you pleas and they've heard your cries as well. They've heard you talking to spirit. Would that make sense?
Yes, this morning.
Okay. They've heard you talking to spirit, sweetheart. Okay. And the things that you're asking for, they are coming to help you with because they feel as though you're in need of help with some sort of decision that you've got to make. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They are coming down to help you with that, darling. Okay, they are coming to help you with that because they want to help you make this decision. Okay, I don't feel as though it's a life-changing decision, but I do feel as though it's a decision of some sort. Okay, I do feel as though you've got nothing to worry about as well, I'm being told, because of all the doctor's visits that you've had. She feels as though there's nothing to worry about, sweetheart. Okay. She's going to be there with you, and she's there alongside you, okay? She's with you right now, and she's just saying to me, sorry, darling. She says she feels as though she can see tears in your eyes. Would that make sense?
Yes. Earlier, yes.
Yeah, okay. This is what she doesn't want, sweetheart. She doesn't want you to get stressed over what's going on. This is what
okay.
she's saying. Okay, please don't get stressed with what's going on because you know for a fact that you've got people with you on the earth plane and off the earth plane as well. She feels as though you've got someone around you that's quite loving towards you at this precise minute. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's my boyfriend, yes.
Okay. Please let him help you. Please let him help you. Okay, don't try to be a warrior, she's saying to me. Please don't try to be a warrior because this is not what she wants. She wants you to sometimes, she says, don't keep your emotions hid inside, darling, and don't keep your thoughts hid inside, okay? She wants you to let go of them thoughts and she wants you to talk to your boyfriend about what you're feeling, okay? She wants you to talk, okay, because she feels as though your boyfriend's a very understanding person and has got plenty of patience. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying she's watching you, darling, okay, and she wants you to do all this for her, okay. I don't know whether this is a mother figure or a grandmother figure, sweetheart, okay, but I do feel as though this lady's very much concerned about you. Okay, she's
yes,
very
that's
much
my grandma.
Concerned about
yes.
She's very much concerned about you. Okay. I don't know what this means, Karen, but she just said to me, sweetheart, she said, don't think it's happening all over again. Would that make any sense to you, please?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Yes. You've got to get that thought out of your head. Okay, this
okay.
is what she's saying. You've got to get that thought out of your head, darling, because she doesn't think it's she feels as though it's not happening all over again. I do understand at this precise minute, I feel as though you've got some sort of scare going on. Okay, would that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is why she's saying to me, don't read into it. Don't read too much into it, okay? You're not to read too much into it because it will start setting you off with anxiety attacks or panic attacks. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, because she feels as though you've had an anxiety or panic attack just lately. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And please, please do not read too much into it, she's saying to me, because this is not what she wants, all right? She said you've got to carry on with what you've got to do. Would that make sense at all?
Yes, yes. I have a lot of appointments and such, yes, that I have to go to.
Right. Yeah, okay. You've got to carry on with what you've got to do, darling, okay? She's saying to me, you need to start and look at life in a different focus, and you need to focus with what's in the future for you.
Okay.
Okay. This is what she's saying to me, darling. She wants you to know that she's there very much by your side, and she is sending healing angels for you, okay? There is inspiring angels coming down for you as well to keep you on the go to where you want to be as well, sweetheart. She wants
okay.
you to know that there's not just her around you. There is other female. There's another female and two gentlemen around you. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There's another female and two total females and two total gentlemen that surround you at this precise minute. I feel as though there may be grandparents from either side.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, exactly.
And they're very, very understanding of what's going on there. They're very, very heartfelt towards you. But you cannot let what's going on with you beat you down. Okay? This is what they're saying to me. So please,
okay.
please don't let it beat you down, sweetheart. All right? Okay. Is there anything else you need to ask, sweetheart?
No. I think, you know what, I had a dream of my grandmother, and she was waiting for me outside of an appointment. And when I sat at the bench, that was where I believe I saw my grandmother in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you're telling me the truth, because I did dream my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I know I found a penny. I mean, I found like some change, and I saw these signs, and it said, don't give up. You know, you got this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So on my way
yeah.
home. So
yeah.
I've been
well,
seeing
that wasn't,
signs. Yeah.
That wasn't a dream, sweetheart. That's what we would call a visitation.
Yes.
Okay. That's what we would call a visitation. Okay. And that's just clarified everything I've just said to you then, because grandma is there looking after you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, my darling. So,
okay,
is that...
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Very
thank
much,
you so much.
Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Hooray. Okay. That's Karen then. Right. Before we move on, I just want to mention quickly again that... right at the top of the show this evening, I mentioned that we could only take 10 people. Now, it's in the write-up, and we're still getting people calling in this late. You know, what's happening is that out of all the talking that I've been doing recently about how important it is to donate, and the new write-up says that we can only take 10 people. We're going to take people that actually donate first before taking anybody else. Why is that? Because support needs to be addressed, you know. But can I say that there's still people calling in, and we've only got two people again this evening. It's really wasting my time. And if I keep on wasting my time, then I'm afraid the shows will have to stop. Because, you know, I'm not going to keep on wasting my time. I'm not going to keep on wasting my breath trying to get it across that the shows have to be supported. You know, the thing is, for the duration almost of the time that we've been on air, I have been unemployed, you know, and not able to get an active sort of employment in my field of employment. So I am now retired and pensioner. So at the moment, we're sitting here, we're cold. And I have to say this, you know, we put the money into the show where we could quite easily be putting it into my heating. Yeah. So please do support us. Yeah. So, right. Let's see where we're going then. Okay. I think that was line 5. It should be with line 6. Quinn, good evening.
Peaceful greetings.
Good evening, m'lady.
Yes, to you as well, lady. What's up? What's going on? Hi, Ken. Make yourself warm. You come first.
That's it. My queen, how can I help?
Whatever they want you to say, and, you know, we'll go with the flow.
Okay. Have you got any questions?
Well, let's talk about my dream life. Been dreaming
a lot.
Your
dream life?
Yes.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Good. I've been dreaming a lot. I used to dream a lot, and then it, you know, whatever reason, well, I know why. I stopped, but I'm in it now, and I'm just more insight to even, more insight to my dream life.
Okay. What have these dreams been about?
Oh, they, many things, people, places, like last night before I went to sleep, I asked to connect with, which is something I'm going to do, but ever really do, with Dakini, with Devas, goddesses. And I connected with someone who is a friend. She does spiritual work. She's a medium and a teacher. And I connected with, I'm trying to remember who else was in the dream. There was someone who handed me a stone in the dream and told me the name, which I'd never, I don't recall, but I'm seeing the stone. There was a connection with a reference to a person, a male who was my first teacher, transmitter of working with metal on this earth. He's a grand. So I'll leave that. See, I mean, that was just what I recall.
Right. Okay. When you were saying that, I was getting a name beginning with a B. Would you understand a name beginning with a B, female?
It's not coming to me.
Okay, because you, don't know what it means. I don't know. It's something. It starts with a B-A-R. B-A-R. I've got B-A-R in my head.
Okay.
Okay. I've got B-A-R. A name beginning with B-A-R. Okay.
Still not ringing a bell.
Okay. Well, just keep that with you. Okay. Just keep that with you because this is what I'm getting. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know whether it's a name or whether it's a something to do with the Wiccan world, maybe. I've got no idea. It is B-A-R, something with B-A-R in it. Okay.
It's spelled bar.
Yeah. Bar. What? There's something around that name that they're giving me. Okay. I will try and see if I can get a little bit more. But I do feel as though there's a lot of people around you. There is a lot of people. I'm not just saying there's five people around you. I'm saying more like there's maybe 10, 15 people around you. Okay, I'm picking up a big group of people around you in spirit.
Okay.
So there must be something that you're thinking about or thinking of doing that they've all come together with, that they want to give you either some help or some inspiration or some confidence, okay, with. But I'm seeing a lot of people. I've never seen so many spirit around one person.
Love you.
Okay. Never seen so many spirit around one people, my queen. Okay. There's something that you're thinking of that must be very, very special. Okay. Are you going to do something that's very, very special? Would that make any sense at all, please?
Well, I would say I would be doing special things more and more. I'll go for that.
Okay, because this is why this group of people are around you. Okay. There's more females than there is male. I'd say there was about 7 males and the rest of them females. Okay. So I'm like seeing 10, 15 people around you. Okay, a really big, massive group. They're giving me a big, 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 massive group. Okay, this is so overwhelming because I've never seen this many spirit around one person before. There's something, you are going to do something special. You're going to do something special. And I do feel as though there's something special you're going to do near Yuletide.
Okay.
I'm thinking of something you're going to do near Yuletide.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but I feel as though you're going to do something special around about Yuletide.
That's okay. That's around the full moon, right? That's going to be.
I feel so,
moon.
Maybe. I've no idea because I'd never know when the full moons are, but it's something around Yuletide.
I think I know what it is. I think I know.
Yeah.
I will be in some sacred energy. Yes, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sure it's going to open up portals.
Okay.
Yes,
I am getting Yuletide. I'm getting Yuletide as well. This is what they're giving me. They're giving me Yuletide because they're showing me around about the Christmas season. Okay, around about the Christmas season. So I'm presuming it's going to be Yuletide. Okay, where are you going to do it? It's going to be the winter equinox, I feel.
Oh, then maybe this is something different. Maybe this is something that I will... Maybe it's my street. I don't know.
It's very confusing for me.
And it has to be something I'm doing. It's not what I thought it was. At first, it's going to be, and that would make sense that I would be doing, because I'm planning do a internet virtual retreat gathering.
Around Yuletide.
I hadn't defined the time, but it could be then. Could be.
Right, okay. Because they're giving me Yuletide. They are giving me Yuletide for a definite season. Okay, they're definitely giving me Yuletide. Okay. There's something you're planning around Samhain as well. They're saying there's something you're planning around Samhain. Would that make sense?
What time is that? Like October?
October. Is that Halloween?
Yeah, that's what I spoke of. Yeah, it's before Halloween. But
right,
yeah,
okay.
It's within that energy.
Yeah, okay, because they're giving me Samhain and they are giving me Yuletide as well. They're giving me two. They are giving me Samhain and they're giving me Yuletide as well. Okay? So what all this is about, I have no clue. Okay, I really need to look into it a bit more, see if I can get a bit more out of it. Okay. They are giving me Samhain, but they're giving me Yuletide as well. Okay, but I don't know which goes where. I'm very, very confused with it. Okay, I'm very, very, very confused with it. But they're saying you've been planning this for weeks. Would that make sense?
And that's my retreat.
Okay. Because this is what they're saying, you've been planning this for weeks. They're giving me like cryptic clues, and it really annoys me. Okay. There's one special female around you. If she's just said to me, if you sit and think about what we've just said, you'll know what we're talking about. Okay. Ken, that bell made me jump.
Will do.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, my queen.
Thank you
very much, my queen. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you, queen. Right. Now, it hasn't happened. The only people that are left in the court queue are two, three people maybe now. Still like callers calling in. We said right at the top of the show that we weren't going to take more than 10. And we were pressing it home that we would take only those that have actually donated. So if somebody had donated, they would get a place above somebody who hadn't. That hasn't happened. So, you know, it's like, well, okay. If you're going to call in late and still not donate after hearing us repeatedly say it, then, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you're not going to be one of those, are you? You're not going to be one of those that are going to get a call. And, you know, it's just like, so two people out of 10 this evening again. And it's looking like the new year, we're not going to be here. Because I have got to make a decision and I've got to keep to it. So, right, I'm going to bring Tina back in. We're going to take our last two calls now.
Good evening.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Mary Lou. How can I help?
Any message from Spirit?
Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand the gentleman in Spirit, please?
Sure.
Okay, you've got a gentleman around you, okay, darling. As soon as you said your name, it was just like, I've got this gentleman appeared. And he's just said to me, Mary Lou, he says, you've got to stop over-concerning yourself about something. Would that make sense?
Possibly.
Okay, he says, there's something that's concerning you or there's something that's worrying you. Would that make sense, please?
Sure.
Okay. He feels as though you're worrying for nothing, sweetheart. Okay, he feels as though you're worrying for nothing. All right? He don't want you to keep worrying. Okay.
Okay.
He don't want you to keep worrying because he knows that things are going to be okay for you. Okay. He feels as though, I feel as though it could be either a father figure or a granddad figure, sweetheart. Okay. And he wants you to know that he's very much there beside you. Okay. He's very much there beside you and has been since his past. Would that make sense?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. I feel as though when this gentleman passed, sweetheart, he's putting me, it's sort of like a chest condition on me. I feel as though it's hard to breathe. Would that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He said he was there with his last breath. I don't know what he means there. He said he was there with you since his last breath. Okay. And he says, I've got to thank you for something. Would you understand why I've got to thank you for something?
No.
Okay.
I don't need a thank you.
He wants you to, I don't know what this means. He wants to thank you for being, for keeping so strong. Would that make sense at all, please?
I guess.
Okay. He wants to thank you for being so strong, sweetheart. And he says, He's been watching things evolve that he's not been liking. There's something that's been evolving that he's not been liking. I'm not saying it's around you, but I'm feeling as though it could be around other people. Would that make sense at all, please?
Sure.
Okay, because he's been watching that and he says he's not liking that. Okay. He's not liking it because he feels as though something's not being shared out properly or something's being kept back from someone. Would that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. It's starting to make a bit more sense now, sweetheart. He wants you to know that there's some sort of rivalry going on, or there has been some sort of rivalry going on. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure of rivalry, but okay, I'll take that in.
Or some sort of disagreement, then. There's got to be some sort of, that he's there and he's not liking, sweetheart. He's not liking something that's going on or being evolving, he's saying to me. So I'm presuming it could be either a rivalry or some sort of disagreement. Okay?
Okay.
He wants you to know that everything's going to start calming itself down. There's somebody around you that is still grieving for this person. Would you understand that, please?
Not sure.
Okay, so I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's grieving for this person as well. Okay. Would you also understand a female figure in spirit, please?
I have lots of them.
Okay. I feel as though it's either an auntie figure, a grandma figure or a mother figure. Would you understand any of them sort of people in spirit, please?
I have a lot of those too.
Right, okay. Because I'm picking up a female figure and she sat here, she stood with this gentleman, okay. And they said when they were together, there was like a band united. They used to work together very, very, very well, they're saying to me. I think it's where discipline or something is concerned. Would that make sense?
I'll take it in, but I don't know how it sticks yet.
Right, okay. This woman's very concerned about you, sweetheart, okay? She's very concerned about you. She feels that, would you understand an appointment coming up, please? An appointment of some sort, either that or it's an anniversary or a birthday coming up. It's some sort of day. It's a day that's coming up that you're very worried about. Would that make sense?
Not sure about that, but I just had a job fall through.
Right, okay. Okay, that's maybe what she's talking about then, sweetheart. She wants you to know not to give up hope. Okay, she doesn't want you to give up hope because she feels as though she's been around you and she's been seeing you quite down and quite feeling frustrated. Would that make sense?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. She's saying to me she don't want you to give up hope, sweetheart. She don't want you to give up hope. Please don't give up hope. Okay. She feels as though she's been hearing you talking to the angels. Would that make sense?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. So she's come round. This is why she's come down. Okay. Honey, she's sending healing angels down to you. Would you understand why she's sending healing angels down, please?
No, I'm not sure.
Right, okay. She's sending healing angels down for you or somebody around you. Okay. She's saying there's somebody around you needing healing angels. Okay, darling.
Okay.
And she wants you to know that you are going to be okay. All right, my darling. You are going to be okay. There's no need to worry as much as you are doing because she doesn't want anything happening to you. Would you understand why she's saying that, please?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
I'm frustrated, but I think I'm good.
Yeah, you're frustrated. That's probably what she's meaning. You're frustrated. With you being frustrated, she doesn't want you getting any more frustrated. Okay.
Okay.
So she's very concerned about you at this precise minute as well. Okay, darling. Sweetheart, would you understand the book? She's showing me a book.
Not sure.
Okay, she's showing me a book of some sort. Okay, she's showing me a book. I don't know whether it's a journal or whether it's a reading book. Okay, but she's showing me a book of some sort. Your journal. Okay.
Yeah.
This will be why she's showing me this book then, sweetheart. Okay. Would you understand that you've been putting past experience in this book, please?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. This is why she's showing me this book. Have you, she's saying to me, would you ever go into book publishing? Publishing a book of some sort, writing down things like past experiences and then putting them into a book to be published?
I wanted to go in that direction, but I've been tripped up, so I haven't quite gotten there.
Yeah. Well, you need just probably something to think about, darling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, love.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Okay, right. Oh, right. We had one lady that was in the original call queue called off. So we have now got room for Jessica that's called in a little bit late, but over and above the 10. But we can fit you in now, Jessica, because we had one leave. So, okay.
Good evening, Jessica.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. How can I help?
Well, wondering, you know, you brought up about my poems the last time we spoke, and I was just wondering if you could, if we could just talk about that for a minute as far as if you're picking up this, like, what is the appeal with the poems? Because I know you're talking about publishing them.
Yeah.
Are you able to pick up as far as, like, what is the appeal about them or the intrigue? Yeah. Like, what would be of interest to people about it?
I feel as though, with your poem, sweetheart, I feel as though they come direct from the heart. Would that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. I feel as though they've got compassion in them. I feel as though they've got feeling in them. Okay. And I also feel as though some of your poems will cause a bit of emotion to others, and maybe some sort of them will put sense into others and get people thinking about the poems that you write, darling. Okay, this is what appeals to me. Okay, this is what appeals to me, sweetheart. All right, this is why I keep saying, this is why I've said to you about publishing them. Okay, this is why I've said to you about publishing them, sweetheart, because I feel as though people can get a lot of sense of emotion, sense of feeling, and sense of people starting to think about what you're writing into these poems, darling. This is what the appeal is that I'm getting from them.
Okay, and I've not even read one.
Yes, that's helpful.
I've not read one. So I would go with that. I would go with that. That's what I feel, sweetheart, deep down in myself, because I feel as though coming from yourself, I feel as though you're very compassionate. You've got a good sense of feeling. You've got a good sense of trying to make people think about what life is really like. And I know there's COVID going about, but I do feel as though you've got feeling about what life is really like as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, you're right with all of that. Thank you for sharing that. I know we have like a short time, so I'm going to like jump, but it's sort of related also to what I'm writing in the poems.
Okay.
Stuff has been coming up about my parents again. I've done so much healing related to my relationship with my parents. And I don't think the relationship's ever going to be what I wanted it to be.
Okay.
And I don't even have, like, I'm not even really in contact with them anymore. And this has been going on for many years. But I'm curious what you're picking up around that, or what the next steps for me to take around it, just like in my own healing. And also I want to say, since people brought up some stuff about their dreams, my father came in my dream a couple of nights ago. It was super real. And he just opened his arms to give me a hug. And we were mm-hmm. hugging for like a solid like 10 minutes. And then I went to pull away and I knew I was in the dream. So I said, you know, why'd you pull away? Go back to hug him. And we were just like, we have never hugged for anything like that. And I was like just crying in my dream, and when I woke up, it was just like so touching. So, I mean, how many times am I going to go through healing with them? It's even, it's making me emotional again. It's just enough already. It's a lot.
I feel with that, sweetheart, okay, your dad's visiting you because he's got some sort of remorse about something. Okay, I feel as though there's some sort of remorse there with him. Okay, I don't know what he's done to you or why this has happened, but would you understand him having some sort of remorse, darling?
Yeah, I mean, I think both my parents feel bad about it, but they can so easily fix things by just making an effort, but they don't even know how to do it. They don't, like, I feel like they don't even have the skills, and that's what's sad, too. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
yeah,
you know, they don't do personal work like I do.
Right. Okay. Is mom and dad in the spirit world, sweetheart?
No, but I basically communicate with them like that because I don't
right,
really speak
okay.
to them at all.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though one parent, obviously, dad has a lot of remorse. I don't understand what's like why you've lost the connection with them, but there's obviously one thing dad must be thinking about of remorse and what he's done. Okay. I do feel as though they pushed you away. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel as though this is why you're getting dad visiting you, and I do feel dad's actually quite psychic himself, to be honest. If he can do that sort of thing. I do feel dad, on one hand, is full of remorse with something, sweetheart. He is definitely full of remorse for something. Okay. The best way you can do is just continue healing or try to continue healing with him, with yourself, with them. Okay. I do understand how you're feeling, sweetheart. I really do. Okay. And I want you to start and try and keep the healing process going. Maybe occupy your mind with something else, like the thought of publishing your poems. Okay.
Well,
like the thought of
one
publishing
of the
your poems.
Like I write poems about it. It's making me cry. But like, I mean, I really would like to be a happy family again. I mean, I don't think that that's ever going to happen. I mean, do you see anything like that? I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to ever see them again, really. We don't live in the same state or anything.
I do feel as though you'll see them again, but I do feel as though they can be very, very stubborn and strong-willed. Okay. I don't feel as though it's much, it's so much your dad. I feel as though there's something your mum's done or said to you that's pushed you away. Would that make sense?
Yeah, they both have done things, and granted, I've done things too. I mean, are they ever going to get any help related to this, or that's it? Like, that's, they've evolved as far as they can go.
I feel as though they need help from the angels around that. Okay, I do feel as though they need help for the angels, and I will see if I can get in touch with the angels and send them over to your mum and okay, sweetheart, because I do feel as though this is a situation that you do need help with and you do need guidance with, darling. Okay. And I would like much to keep in contact with you with this, Jessica, to be honest, please, because I would like to help you a bit further, maybe on through messages on Facebook, darling. Okay. Because I do feel as though it's a situation where I could probably get, I could get the angels to go over to your mum and dad and try to talk some sense into your mum and dad about this, because I do feel as though at one time, sweetheart, you was a very close-knit family. Would that make sense?
Yeah, we were, but I think, like, are they going to see a therapist? Like, I feel like they need, I would like for them to see a therapist.
Someone has got to suggest that to them. Okay, someone has got to suggest that to them. But I would suggest, yes, they would need to see a therapist, okay? There must be some sort of trauma that's gone on with your parents for them to be like they are now. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've all been through trauma, you know?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's my bias, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There is something I'd like to keep in touch with you about, sweetheart. That's for a definite certainty, because I would like to help you more with this, Jessica, if you don't mind. Okay.
Can I have your email, please? Because I'm not on, I don't know how to get in touch with you. I'm not on Facebook.
Right, okay. I can give you my email, sweetheart, okay. I will put my email into the comments below at the bottom of the show page. I'll put my email into there, sweetheart, if you want to call me, if you want to look at the comments on the below of the show page. Can you get to the comments?
Yeah, I can, because I'm sure other people would like to reach you too, and that might not be on Facebook, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'll put my emails in. I'll put my email into the comments in, below the show page, darling. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I would very much like to keep in contact with you. I'd much like to very much help you with this situation that you're in, darling. Okay, would that be all right with you?
Yeah, I would appreciate that. I mean, really, at the point that I'm at, is that just coming to acceptance that this is the way it is and I have to just let them go. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at in my healing process.
Yeah, I do feel as though you need to heal a little bit more, sweetheart, okay. But I do feel as though I need to keep in contact with you as well to sort of, like, put this into some sort of perspective for you, if I can get a bit more deeper into it for you as well, okay. But, yeah, for now, you just need to keep on with the healing process. And you have got another lady figure around you as well. You've got a very much of a lady figure around you. I feel as though she's a grandmother figure. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. She's very much around you, sweetheart. Okay. And she's looking after you. All right, my darling. And she wants you to know that she's there and she's helping you heal from this. All right, my darling.
Okay. Yeah.
All
thank
right.
you very much. I'll email
thank
you. I'll check the notes. Okay.
Right,
thanks.
Okay. Thank you all very
right.
much, darling.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Ken.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you, Jessica. Well, there you go, ladies and gents. We're right out of time. We've had a full 2 hours. We've made 10 calls. We did the 10. You know, I think 10 is an average that we want to be able to do in the shows there, ladies and gents. But you know, your donations are very important to keep us going, yeah? So, you know, 2 people out of 10 this evening, none of them subscribers. So, you know, subscribers are prepaid people, which means that they've paid forward, yeah? So out of 10 people, 2 people donating is not really on, is it? You know? And the PayPal button is there for everybody to use. You know, you keep the shows going. And we mentioned within the show this evening that we dedicate ourselves to doing these shows. You know, it's a hobby and an interest, and it has to be paid for each and every month. Now, Ken is prepared to sit here in the cold when he could be putting that money into his eating, yeah, in order to bring you these shows. So let's have a little bit more interest, please. Thank you. Right then, we're going to leave you with something. I don't know what yet. We were going to put some more status quo in, but the actual download machine that does our recordings for us wasn't working properly, so we only managed to be able to put one in there for you. So we usually play a foreigner track when we open our show with Tina there, so we're going to close with one now, if I can find it. It's strange, isn't it, when you're looking for something, how you can never find it, right? Say, okay. Right. Yeah. All the way back up here somewhere. And we're going to leave with this one then.